time for my morning mixtape on 95BFM.
33 minutes past 11, you've got it tuned to 95BFM. Up in the studio we have Annabelle from Miss June, here to share some songs for my morning mixtape. How are you doing today, Annabelle?
Kia ora, I'm good.
That's good. You've been very busy over the last few months. Lots of Miss June stuff, lots of other stuff that I've seen you've been doing. You recently played at Laneway. How was that?
Laneway was awesome. Yeah, it was really fun.
It's always a great day, and it's a completely different experience being up on the stage, right?
Totally. Exactly.
Yeah. And you've also had lots of opening slots. I saw you open for Idols. How was that?
That was actually awesome. Yeah, that was one of the best support tours we've done, I think.
You said that they were very nice. I've heard many great things about that band and how nice they can be.
They were like, stupidly nice people and had really good morals. And yeah, coming from having not listened to them by the end of the tour, I was actually like a really big fan.
I was sort of the same going into that gig. I had heard a lot about them and heard how great they were live, but had never really done it, and then when I saw them I was in love.
Immediate fan, eh?
And you played lots of Australian shows. You opened for Wolf Alice last year as well.
Yeah.
Lots of Miss June stuff, which is great. Good to see.
Thank you.
Has there been a highlight from the last year or so?
Oh, highlight would be finishing the album.
Great. Yeah. That's always a nice feeling, right?
Yeah. And finally having it in your hands to listen to in full.
Yeah, and I'm sure it'll be nice when you get to start sharing it with people.
I know, like, yeah. I can't wait.
Awesome. So you've chosen three songs to share with us, or tell us about this first one that you chose.
So the first song I've chosen is 3D's Outer Space. I chose this song because I listened to a lot of 3D's, amongst other great New Zealand bands, when I was first really getting into developing my guitar sound. I was dating at the time Andrew from Die Die Die, and probably to this day the greatest gift I've ever received was a Jensen guitar, which he gave me, which sort of sparked the spiral into New Zealand made gear but also New Zealand guitarists. And so I really love the song because I think the guitar playing on it is just so cool.
Great. Yeah. Let's give it a listen.
We'll be right back. It's not my destiny to be the one that you will lay with. So many reasons why I have to go but want to stay here. Sometimes I want to taste, but then I don't know what I'm saying. You are the angel, and I am the one that is praying. The
That was The Angel and the one selected by Annabelle from Miss June for My Morning Mixtape. Mm-hmm. What made you pick that one out?
I got really into Weezer's Blue album during the process of writing our first album. And yeah, it was funny. It was came from a place of, like I said earlier, listening to a lot of like Flying Nun bands and listening to a lot of like Sonic Youth and stuff, to listening to this like really outright pop obnoxious stuff. But it really made me fall in love with pop music again. And then Tom and my band showed me this song, The Angel, and the one which is off their Red album. And yeah, I just think it's a really beautiful song, and it's a song about drug addiction, and I just think it's really well done and beautiful dynamics in it.
Mm, awesome.
Yeah.
You've got a couple shows lined up with The Chats this week.
Oh yeah.
None in Auckland. You're going to be playing with them down in Wellington, is that right?
No, so we're doing tomorrow in the Mount at Tontada Street.
Yeah.
And the next day we're doing Raglan at Yacht Club.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we weren't able to play the Whammy show because obviously this Friday we're doing the BFM
Gold event.
So we thought it was just a little bit close to do a Whammy show the same week.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, we're going to Raglan in the Mount, which I'm so excited about.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Have you played down that way before?
We've played Raglan before. And actually, yeah, we have played the Mount as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
There used to be a great venue on the Mount called, was it Major Tom's, I think? But yeah, so I get to spend Valentine's Day with the Chats.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, they're actually coming up to BFM later on today.
Oh, are they?
On the Wonderful Show, so it's a nice little tie-in there as well.
They're so funny. They're just, like, the most ridiculous people.
Yeah, I like that song, that one song, the crack-up song.
They have really, really great other bangers, though. Like, they have this one song, how does it go? It goes, all I want, all I need, all I crave is a good pub feed. And it just goes on about, like, getting bangers and mash from the pub. It's really good.
Yeah, nice. Maybe
ones,
I need to give them more of a listen.
Mum Stole My Darts.
Great.
Pingers, How Many Do You Do?
They're from Australia, right?
Yeah. They're a bit ridiculous.
So post these few gigs, what are the next couple months looking like for you?
So we're doing these shows. We're doing BFM Gold this Friday, and then we're playing Splore.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have a few other shows, but basically we are just in the process of trying to release this album.
Awesome.
And
do you have a ballpark time of year that you're aiming for?
One guess. Which month?
Oh, I have no idea.
June.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. That's perfect, actually.
Yeah, no, we actually are pitching for June.
Cool.
Which will be cool. And then, yeah, just setting up the touring around that, which is really exciting.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's get on to this last track, this Bjork one. What made you pick it up?
I picked this song not because it's necessarily influenced my music personally, but it's just influenced me as a human being. I saw Bjork play in London this year, and it was probably one of the best moments of my entire life. To the right of the stage, there was a full blood moon, and to the left of the stage, there was an electrical lightning storm going on. And
like theatrically, or was it?
No, it was real. Like, it was just ridiculous. It was like this crazy nature, I don't know, phenomenon.
Yeah.
And Bjork was in the middle on the stage, and she had 7 flute players with her.
Awesome. Where was this?
This was at a festival in London. I can't remember which one it was. It might have been Field Days. But yeah, she was amazing, and she had these like great giant panels on either side of her stage, which had graphics going on, sort of almost like anime.
Awesome.
Type graphics. And then, yeah, the lightning and the full moon, and I was with my very dear friend Julian, and we were just, like, both in tears just watching her play, and it was just so amazing. And she's such a pioneer for female musicians nationwide.
Yeah, great.
Worldwide, sorry, not nationwide.
Yeah, worldwide,
but hopefully
definitely.
Hopefully nationwide as well, you know.
Well, thanks very much for coming up and sharing some songs. Everyone can catch Miss June at 95BFM Gold this Friday at the Power Station. AAA ticketing is where you need to go if you want to get a ticket, or you can head to 95BFM.com for your Simplicity B card discount.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.